Chapter 6. A Clever Trap. Robin heard a horse gallop up and stop outside his tent.
Robin! Robin Hood! It's your old friend, Sir Richard of Lee!
Robin came out of his tent.
Richard! It's good to see you, he said. Come in and tell me your news.
Sir Richard of Lee jumped off his horse and followed Robin into the tent.
Friar Tuck has just made some bread. Would you like some?
Asked Robin.
Yes, please, said Sir Richard. I have not eaten today. I have no money for food. The sheriff has taken it all. His men are taking my money to Nottingham right now.
Robin looked at his friend. Don't worry. I will get your money back for you, he told him. But we must hurry. Robin blew on his horn to call the merry men. Now listen, said Robin. The sheriff's men are riding through the forest with Sir Richard's money. But I have a plan. First, I want you all to dig a big hole a little way from the path. Cover it with branches and leaves, and then go and hide in the trees.
What are you going to do, Robin?
One of them asked. I am going to take my bow and arrow and go to hunt deer, he replied. The merry men were surprised by this, but they did not ask any more questions. They went to dig the hole. Robin waited under a tree with his bow and arrow. He pretended to hunt deer, but he was listening for the sound of horses. Soon he heard horses' hooves on the path. Then he heard a voice.
Sheriff, look at that man with a bow and arrow. I think it's Robin Hood.
That scoundrel, he's hunting deer, right under my nose. Ha! But he hasn't seen us. This is my chance to make him my prisoner.
The sheriff turned his horse away from the path, and his men followed. They all galloped towards Robin. They shouted and waved their swords. Then they reached the trap. One after another, the horses stumbled and fell through the branches and leaves that covered the hole. The men fell off their horses and tumbled in too. Some of the horses jumped out and galloped away. Robin laughed and blew his horn. The merry men ran from their hiding places and crowded round the trap. The sheriff and his men lay at the bottom of the hole. Robin and his merry men jumped in and took their swords away. Then the sheriff's horse jumped out of the hole, and Robin heard the jingle of coins in its saddlebags. He untied the saddlebags and waved goodbye to the sheriff as he carried them off into the forest. Back at the camp, Robin opened the fat saddlebags and tipped out the gold coins.
Look at this, he cried. Sir Richard's money is all here, and there is more.
Robin smiled.
That will be our pay for all our hard work.